Track 1.17. Read and listen to the text. What made the author surprised?
A wonderful break.
As an author, I enjoy travelling to different places and observing the world around me. I live in the heart of New York. I'm in love with the energy of this city. But I sometimes need to get away from its fast-paced atmosphere to create new books. Last month, I visited some rural areas across America. My last stop was a farm near Texas. Perhaps many people are curious about how farmers grow their crops and take care of their animals. While staying in a B&B close to the farm, I had a chance to observe the life of a farmer named Mr. Forrest, who was engaged in both agriculture and livestock. He gave me a warm welcome and told me all about his daily challenges as a farmer. Can you imagine a farm with a long history? I was extremely touched by the story of the historic farm. On the first day of my stay, I got up early and had a delicious breakfast. Then I left my accommodation for a long stroll. I felt an eternal tranquility while I was walking through the natural beauty. When I saw some cows in a big meadow, I stopped and stared at them in amazement. They were munching on the green grass. After finding a good place for observation, I sat there and watched the hungry animals for a while. There was a farmhouse about 3 kilometres away with some fields in front of it. I plucked up my courage and moved towards the farm after saying goodbye to my endearing animal friends. As I was getting closer, I could see how life was busy and hectic on a farm. A young man was irrigating a sunflower field, while a middle-aged woman was weeding nearby. In front of the farm, 2 children were feeding some chickens, and an old man was planting some trees around the house. A middle-aged man was checking the crops for insects. He stood up and waved when he saw me. He knew that I was a stranger. That was the moment I met Mr. Forrest, who gave me all the detail about his tiring but fulfilling lifestyle on the farm. My next novel is going to be about the joys and the harsh realities of this farm. That is the first hint of my next book to share with my readers.